Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. This episode is part two of a three-part series that brings you exclusive insights live from Keymark's annual conference, Insights. In this episode, we are discussing Highland's latest addition to the platform, Highland IDP, also known as Intelligent Document Processing. Join Tim Tallickson, Senior Director of Global Sales Operations and Enablement at Highland, Mark Enfinger, Senior System Engineer at Keymark, and Brian Becker, Engagement Manager at Keymark, as they discuss the value of IDP. Now, without further ado, let's jump in.
I'm Mark Enfinger with Keymark, Senior Engineer. I've been with the company 17 years, been in the industry over 25.
And I'm Brian Becker, a Senior Engineer, also at Keymark. I've been at Keymark and doing this capture technology for 27 years now.
Tim Tallickson with Highland, Senior Director in our Technical Sales Group. Been in Highland about 22 years and have been in the industry as long as you guys have been also.
Highland has been in the workflow industry for decades now. And in the past 10 years, really took a jump in the OCR technology. With IDP, what do you see or what really caused Highland to get more involved in the IDP industry?
Yeah, I think it's been the evolution of the technology. We've always had some level of barcoding, OCR, you know, base level type automation in the product, even way back in the beginning. Never been really on the cutting edge of it. There's other companies out there that are far more involved in AI and AI technologies, but we try and focus on what are the things that are going to bring real value to our current customers and our future customers. And I think of us as more like a close follower of the cutting edge of the technology. So it's rapidly evolving. Machine learning models and using online learning engines and OCR technology to automate the process of ingestion of documents. There's been just a rapid change in the industry of recent. And we've been trying to follow that trend to bring value to our customers also.
We throw around a lot of acronyms. So let's say, what would you say the difference is between IDP and AI?
Yeah, that's a good one. AI, let's start with that, is really just an umbrella term for all kinds of other acronyms, right? So OCR technology falls under AI. Natural language processing, machine learning, those are acronyms that fall under this big umbrella of AI. But AI could be anywhere. AI could be in your phone. It could be in Alexa or Siri that you talk to. That's AI technology. But taking that AI technology and using it for the specific purpose of processing documents, intelligent document processing, IDP, that's where we've seen real rapid changes in seeing this technology bring real value to our customers. Many of our customers have, as you guys know, manual processes still today of getting content into the system. Many of them have figured out great workflow processes, great integrations with other systems. Getting that technology in is still, that's still a manual world in some cases. So, IDP, leveraging AI technology, is really what helps drive efficiencies there.
So, Tim, when a customer is looking to hire a staff member to work with IDP, what specifically should they be looking for?
Yeah, I think that depends on the role they're going to bring them in to do. If you're a system administrator, you're an engineer designing those solutions, you should have, exposure to modern technology. You should read up on this. You should be knowledgeable on AI technology and where it's going. But from the employees that are going to use the technology, they don't need to be experts in it. It should be seamless to them. They need to be experts in the business process. What are the true business outcomes they're looking for with the process? If designed correctly, all of that technology stuff should be completely shielded from them, right? And they don't need to be super technology gurus to use the software. They need to know what the business process is all about. That's the most important.
Right.
Do you feel a business assessment of the process needs to be done prior to the implementation of IDP?
Yeah. Because, the process that a company has in place today may remain similar going forward, but it may change radically because of being able to apply technology. So understanding what is in place today, not all organizations have a great grasp on that. It's not always documented well. It's not always agreed upon by everybody in the company. So a solid assessment like that to understand what the current state is really necessary for going forward.
Thanks, Tim.
Good stuff.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Orange Chair Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Keymark, Inc., experts in automation software for over a quarter of a century. Never miss an episode by subscribing to our channels wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram or the Orange Chair Podcast. Until next time.